back here today for Tuesday, April 14th, 105th day of the year, 261 full days remaining. If you were to include today, 262. This was the date, 1865, that Abe Lincoln was shot at Ford Theater in Washington. He was there. He's in the balcony. He was there to see a play. What was the play? Do we remember? I know that that's documented. I can't remember what
I don't
play
remember
was.
It is either.
Was it Aladdin and his lamp or something? And, you know.
Cats, I think it was.
Mary Todd, you know, how was the play? 1865. He died the next day.
Yes, like during the night, I think. They were trying to save him. What you know, had it? They had today's medicine,
modern
they
medicine,
they probably
him.
Would have been able to save him.
Yeah, instead of giving him a good bleeding, didn't quite work out.
Then they were on the chase for John Wilkes Booth for a few days.
Sending him to his barber. And then, what's his name? Mudd. They thought that he was the one. They thought he was part of the, you know, he got that from the whole national secret thing.
Right.
You know, National Treasure, where my name is Mudd, and this guy... Did he help Booth? Did he not? Did he willingly? Did he know that whole thing?
Right.
And then, of course, the Knights of the Southern Circle. That was this thing. Even though the war was done, they were still trying to kick up dust.
They were going
to try to keep it alive.
And they were trying to take out the president,
a number
the vice
of people,
president,
yep, exactly.
And the
cabinet.
You
know, members of the cabinet.
Yep.
That was this date, 1865. 1902. James Cash Penny opened his first retail store, Kemmerer, Wyoming. Don't forget that extra syllable in Kemmerer. It's not just Kemmer, it's Kemmerer. It was called the Golden Rule Store before it was J.C. Penny. He initially wasn't going to name the store after himself, and then after a while he said, you know what, J.C. Penny's got a nice little ring to it. And that Montgomery Ward guy...
Yeah.
He's naming his store after himself,
right.
After his name. So why, you know, why can't I?
And he did, and they're still around.
They're still around, unlike Ward's and Sears.
Yep.
They're still around, kicking. They're alive and kicking. They're breathing.
I like pennies.
1912, the unsinkable ship, the Titanic, sunk, or started to sink
started
at least
to,
on
yeah.
this day, because this is the date that hit the iceberg. Iceberg straight ahead. They thought it was unsinkable. They didn't take into consideration icebergs.
No.
Or they didn't think that the captain would be dumb enough to steer right into an iceberg.
Oops.
That they could possibly see an iceberg. But you know, Neil, you know how an iceberg is constructed. It's very small at the top and huge underneath the surface of the water.
And that's where it did its damage.
And they didn't have radar.
Below surface.
They didn't have radar or sonar back there where they could see where the rest of the iceberg was. They could only see the top part of it.
Right.
And 1,500 people died. 700 survived. 1912. 1948, a flash of light observed in the crater Plato on the moon. It was probably a surface contact. It was a collision. It's probably a meteor hitting it, but people were all scared. You know, this is still, you know, not that long after War of the Worlds and Roswell was about to happen, all that other stuff going on. People were worried. They thought there were people on the moon, Neil.
Sure.
They thought, you know, they had just played a baseball game to that flash of light, or somebody took a picture up on the surface of the moon. I think there were still some people that thought it was made of blue cheese in 1948. So, you know, we were still had a ways to go.
There was a better chance of it being made out of blue cheese than people living on it.
And it would have been, it would still be more than two decades before we would go to the moon.
Yes,
1969.
It would.
1967.
Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones?
Morris, Robin, and Barry, they're the Bee Gees, the Gibb Boys. They released their first English single. They released some songs when they were in Australia. They came back to the Isle of Man, and this was their first one that was released, and was released in the United States as well.
And it would do very well.
New York Mining Disaster, 1941. It's one of those rare songs where the title of the song is nowhere in the lyrics. There are a few of those in the history of music, and that's one of them, 1967 and 69.
Jaster's a left-hander with pretty good speed and a good curveball, and occasionally throws the slider. Low outside, and the first pitch in Major League Baseball league game in Canada is a ball.
Montreal Expos played their first home game. They hadn't built the Olympic Stadium just yet, so they were playing outdoors at another ballpark.
Who was on the mound there? I missed the name.
I don't know, but did you know...
He was a lefty.
Did you remember that Gene Mock was the first ever manager of the Expos?
Yes.
He led his team out on the field this date, 1969. Again, the first ever baseball MLB game outside of the U.S. in 1969. Let's remember Burl Ives.
Well, what do you think of our friend Cornelius? Seems all he thinks about is silver and gold.
I like Cornelius. Yukon is
silver and gold.
Probably my favorite from silver that show.
I would agree.
With number two being Sam the Snowman.
For silver and gold.
We lost Sam the Snowman on this date. Burl Ives, one of the great goatees of all time. I think he was born with that goatee. Came out of his mom's womb with that goatee. So that was Burl Ives dying this date, 85 and 95, then 2007.
Oh, I was 95.
I know who you are. No wonder he sings so good. He's Don Ho.
Don who?
So we lost Burl Ives in 95 and Don Ho in 2007.
Wow.
A great ukuleleist. He was one of the great ukuleleists ever.
Yes, and not a lot of those either.
He was just 76 years old.
And then Tiny Tim, maybe.
2008.
It's a unique combination. It's really a combination about addition, not subtraction. One that will be very beneficial to our employees long term, to our customers, to the communities we serve, and to our shareholders by combining two very capable and powerful airlines with complementary networks that will open a world of opportunities for our customers and employees.
As long as you continue to serve the Biscoff cookies, I'm okay with it. Actually, we lost a little bit of our identity when Northwest Airlines disappeared and Delta swallowed them up.
Yep.
That was this date, 2008. They announced that merger. Birthdays.
Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
What did Ruth Buzzy ever do to Loretta Lynn? Or Conway Twitty?
Huh? Yeah.
Actually, Loretta Lynn sounded like she took it as a compliment to be compared to Ruth Buzzy.
Well, I guess you might say they took after me.
Want to rethink that.
You're the reason our kids are ugly. Loretta Lynn, not ugly. Conway Twitty, not ugly. 88. Happy birthday, Loretta Lynn.
88.
Here today, the coal miner's daughter.
Very nice.
Pete Rose.
Man wants to smell like a man.
There's something about Aqualvelva.
He wants to be cool and refreshed.
There's something about
Pete Rose singing with Vic Tayback. On loan from Alice and Mel's Diner for an Aqualvelva ad.
Couple of great singers.
Exactly. Pete Rose, he missed about half the notes, and, you know, he's better at hitting balls than hitting notes, obviously, and hitting exactas, as we found out yesterday.
Right. Well.
So Pete Rose, the all-time hits leader, 79, and it's really looking like he will not be inducted into the Hall of Fame during his lifetime. He continues to be banned, although baseball's brought him in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's made appearances. He's admitted. He's been on MLB Network doing some analysis work, but...
I wish they'd get him in.
79 for Pete Rose.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to kill Superman when he comes to rescue you. And then there'll be no one to take you away from me.
He was TV's Lex Luthor in The New Adventures of Lois and Clark. Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
Oh,
remember that?
Oh,
His name is John Shea. He was Lex Luthor, Mr. Luthor.
Yes.
And he is celebrating today. He's 71. You've been mistaken for this guy.
Do you know the fruit fly only lives one day?
What did you okay to?
One day. What's his meaning of life, huh? Maybe there's no meaning of life for any one of us. I mean, really, am I any different than the fruit fly?
The fruit part's the same.
Frank Marone with a zinger. Holy crap.
Yeah.
So, that's Brad Garrett. You've been mistaken for him, have you not?
And I don't know. I don't see the resemblance, but several people have.
He is 60 today. Greg Maddux, one of the greatest ever. He won over 350 games, 4 Cy Youngs in a row.
Did he ever throw the ball over the 90. Middle of the plate?
No, and I don't think he ever threw over 90.
I don't either.
He was not overpowering, but impeccable control, Neil.
And change speeds, and
And if the Braves had acquired him in 91 instead of 92...
Probably would have lost.
We probably would have lost to the Braves in the 91 World Series. They had Greg Maddux. Instead of starting Lee Brandt in Game 1,
right?
They would have probably had Greg Maddux or one of their other guys. And that series could have started differently and changed, but you know, that's all history.
Yep.
It's hindsight 2020. Greg Maddux, the Hall of Famer, the winningest pitcher of the 90s, 54 today.
Hey, you got Pac-Man?
No.
You got Space Invaders?
Nope.
You got asteroids?
No, but my dad does. Can't even sit on the toilet some days.
You're the gourmet around here, Ed. Uncle Eddie, Cousin Eddie. It was uncle, of course, to the one and only Anthony Michael Hall. He's 52 today. He was on SNL for 1 year. Our rapper of the day is DeBrat. DeBrat is 46. TV theme time, Neil.
Isn't that usually my line?
I didn't know if you would recognize this, though.
I recognize TV themes.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I used to watch that show.
She, not my favorite. Well, she's pretty good at although my favorite Vampire Slayer is David Soul and that blonde-haired kid from Salem's Lot. Made-for-TV movie.
Sure.
Pretty good at slaying vampires.
Right.
And they were scarier in that movie than they were on the show. Starring Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Who's getting up there. I don't know if she's be able to... I don't think she could keep up with the vampires now. Hey, the other great vampire hunter, of course, is Blade. He would be in my top three, too. Blade was very good. So, Sarah Michelle Gellar, the big 4-3 today.
Gone but not forgotten today. She taught and educated Helen Keller. That's Anne Sullivan was one of the...
She would be one of my top three teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mr. Carter. You got Miss Beadle. And then Ann Sullivan probably nestled in there at number three.
Mr. Cotter didn't quite, it nudged out of the top three.
I said Mr. Cotter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I said okay. Gabe Cotter. You know, that was his name, Gabe?
Oh, in the show, yeah.
Yeah, it was on the show and his real name, Gabe Kaplan. Gabe Kaplan. Do they do that because sometimes the actors aren't very good at remembering that their name on the show? Tony Danza, of course, made a career of it.
Yeah, well, that you can understand. Anne Sullivan, anyway, 1866, the very funny actor Sir John Gielgud.
Yes, it's been a distinct pleasure meeting you. Arthur, we really must be going. Thank you for a memorable afternoon. Usually one must go to a bowling alley to meet a woman of your stature.
Oh, that's great.
It's one of our favorites. John Gielgud was in Arthur and in many other things, born on this day, 1904.
No disrespect to bowling alleys, though.
Right.
And that was women that you may meet at bowling alleys. Yes. Several fine ones, I'm sure, but not for Arthur and Hobson.
Not at all.
Certainly not.
Academy Award-winning actor Rod Steiger.
I try to run a nice, clean, safe town here. A town where a man can sneeze and not get his brains beat out. You follow me?
Yes. Why don't you tell me how you killed Mr. Colbert, and I promise you, you're going to feel a whole lot better.
Is that the scene where Chief and Mr. Tibbs meet for the first time?
It may be, yes. That was from the movie In the Heat of the Night with Rod Steiger playing the Chief of Police. Carol O'Connor, of course, would play it in the TV show. Rod Steiger, born on this day, 1925. And comedian Richard Jenny, you would probably... He was in movies, too, like The Mask, The Aristocrats. He died young. He was born on this day in 1957, and they're gone but not forgotten.
I can't believe your staff missed this one.
Well, all I want is party down.
Oh, Buddy Knox.
Buddy Knox. Because this was, you know, a staple of Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies, your old band you were in.
Yep.
Come along and be my party down. Come along and be my party down.
And if you would have had Buddy Knox in the band, you might have been listenable.
We had some very... I was more of a road crew, but we had some very...
Were you ever called
talent.
On... I'm sure you were. I'm just joking. Yeah. I'm sure anybody gets on stage and is able to put together a tune and make it sound like the one that was on the radio, that takes some talent.
Yep.
Right then and there. So you were more of the road crew. You were the roadie. What were you doing?
Then did a little backup, backup singing. Maybe played tambourine once.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
very good. Were you Michelle Phillips like when it came to the tambourine?
Well, I wasn't quite that skilled.
Or more like the kid on the Partridge Family.
Right, more like that. So anyway, but no, that's Buddy Knox. That's a great song, Party Doll.
So you have a history as
classic.
You were Key Grip.
Yes.
Or were you a gaffer?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Would you like to start a Bobathon? a long stretch of music, which also kind of doubles up and the double purpose as the start of the No Repeat Workday. Pat Green, Wave on Wave. Ooh. Pam Tillis, When You Walk in the Room. Or Terry Clark, our good friend and host of the Country Gold Show on Sundays at 1 o'clock. You're Easy on the Eyes.
I'm going to go with Pat Green today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.